Among the hundreds of detainees at the U.S. Naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are six French citizens. The families of two of them are filing lawsuits before French courts to pressure the American and French governments into releasing them. The families maintain that the two detainees are innocent. In trying to get them repatriated, they have found unlikely allies in two French judges who believe the men may be guilty. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from a suburb of Lyon.
The gritty suburb of Vénissieux, along with the other housing projects outlying Lyon, it has a reputation for producing unemployed and angry young men. They say their North African origins make it hard to find a job. Some turn to crime and violence. Others turn to Islam, occasionally radical Islam, even terrorism. You can't even talk about how much it hurts, says a tired-looking French Cessy, sitting inside his 10th-floor living room in one of the Vénissieux housing blocks. French says his family's life has been hell since they found out his 22-year-old younger brother, Nizar, was imprisoned in Guantanamo. French says he lost his job because of the bad publicity, but his real pain is for Nizar, someone he describes as having gone to Pakistan to learn about Islam and to Afghanistan for adventure, and someone who ended up very much in the wrong place at the wrong time, who now writes worrying letters about the weird drugs he says he's forced to take. If it had been France in the place of the States, says an angry French, and we had an American in detention with no charges against him, the U.S. government would have dumped on France and the guy would have been freed in a matter of hours. More reasoned are the arguments of lawyer Jacques Debray. He's defending the Cessy family and that of Mourad Benchellali, the other Guantanamo detainee from around Lyon. Debray wants a court to decide who is responsible for what his suit calls the kidnapping and illegal detention of the two Frenchmen. The case was filed against unnamed individuals, but clearly targets both the U.S. and French governments. Debray says the idea is to get the men recognized as legal subjects with rights and get them out of international legal limbo. Debray says the French Foreign Ministry told him it could do nothing until a French judge requested extradition. Debray said that paradoxically the Foreign Ministry told him everything would be easier for the government if the men were charged with something in France, because in that case a judge could issue an arrest warrant and the government could request an extradition. French anti-terror judges now appear to be heading that way. Earlier this month, they opened an investigation into the Guantanamo detainees and said they wanted to talk to them. Soon afterwards, France's justice minister met with Attorney General John Ashcroft and said it was time to clarify the men's situation. Besides, the top of France's counterintelligence says if the men were in Al-Qaeda, they were foot soldiers at the worst. Here in the suburbs of Lyon, the kids playing soccer just want Nizar and Mourad released. Community activist Unsi Hassin is happy about the news of the French terror investigation. He has been trying to rally support for the liberation of the two young men he describes as respected in the community. And he's been trying to steer kids away from the wrong reactions. But he says it is hard. It is not just Guantanamo, but all of American foreign policy that is poorly regarded around here, because we think that it's a democratic country with the rule of law, but it is acting differently on the international stage. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Vénissieux, France.